This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Although it's still 5 years away, preparations for the Summer Olympics of 2008 already have begun in the Chinese capital. Beijing was already undergoing huge change, but critics say too many of the winding alleys and enclosed courtyard houses of the old Beijing are being destroyed as the Chinese government attempts to transform the capital into a 21st century metropolis. NPR's China correspondent Rob Gifford has taken a stroll through some of the city's old neighborhoods, and he filed this report from the heart of old Beijing.
Once upon a time, many centuries ago, a Mongol emperor sat on the Chinese throne. His name was Kublai Khan, and he began to build Beijing as his winter capital. People have been living in some of the old alleyways or hutongs that the Mongols built not far from where I'm standing now for almost 800 years. But the old courtyard homes and the sights and sounds and smells of the hutongs are now being replaced by a hodgepodge of featureless high-rises and widened roads like this one in front of me. In short, Beijing is changing from a horizontal Chinese city to a vertical international one. Joining me now to guide me on a little tour through some of the city, old and new, is Ed Lanfranco, journalist and author who's lived in Beijing for most of the last 15 years. Morning, Ed.
Hi, Rob.
Well, I was on this road. It can't have been more than 2 months ago, and it was just one lane in each direction. Now it's a four-lane highway. What's going on here?
They're widening the road in preparation for the Olympics. The Olympics are being used as a pretext for a lot of the redevelopment of the city. This road is being widened under the premise that it will make transportation and traffic a lot easier for the anticipated guests coming to Beijing in 2008 for the Summer Olympics.
Okay, well, let's just walk south briefly here and have a look in one of the little hutongs, one of the alleyways that are still standing, I think. There is still an area of little alleys here on the right.
Here's a hutong.
Yeah, let's dive down here.
And this is Guan Shu Yuan Hutong.
What does that mean?
That means Guan as in official, Shu as in book, and Yuan as in courtyard. So this is an area where various texts were probably kept, mended, or stored.
Wow, it's suddenly a lot quieter down here. I guess, and it's so narrow, you're not really going to get too many cars coming down here, right?
Barely. Two cars could not pass each other on these lanes. Where we're standing now, this alleyway here has been in existence since the 1270s.
There is a case, and the government puts this quite strongly, that these buildings are old, and I'm looking at them. There is a lot of paint peeling off them. I have to say the smell is pretty gross as well.
We're standing right in front of a public toilet.
That would do it. But I mean, they say that, you know, 10 or 15 families are using outside toilets. There's no inside plumbing. What do you say to that argument that actually this stuff needs to be knocked down? And maybe the people want to have it knocked down and want big new buildings built.
I'm not against development. Far from it. I want to see the Chinese people in their capital make the progress into the 21st century. But there has to be a sense of balance between retaining your historical, cultural, architectural legacy and building a modern city.
But quite apart from the rather run-down hutongs, there are some quite special, very old buildings being torn down as well, aren't there, Ed? Where are we going now?
Indeed. Well, right now I'm going to take you to an area, the last surviving area of warehouses. The place that we're going is where grain was stored that had come from the Grand Canal in Imperial Tribute. Wow, this is amazing. There is a huge hole, at least 100 feet deep, being dug. There are trucks being filled with dirt as they excavate the foundation for what will be yet another multi-story building in the heart of old Beijing. And yet, around the edge of it, you see these Ming Dynasty buildings from the early 1400s lining the edge of the pit. And don't tell me they're going to knock all these down. I mean, these are beautiful buildings. They've got the old Chinese tiles on the roof.
It's entirely possible that the next time you or I came to this place, there will be no trace of the past left.
It's almost like the Cultural Revolution of the 1960s is continuing.
It is. It is the new Cultural Revolution. Instead of it being fueled by Marxist ideology, it's now being fueled by capitalist ideology. Nobody's waving little red books anymore. If anything, they're waving checkbooks.
Hello.
Hello.
How do you do?
Hi.
Do you speak Chinese?
A little bit.
Well, someone's just come over us and started talking to us. Hi, 你好. 你是对这些地方感兴趣吗?
他这种简单的拆除，为了这个现代化的发展，这种做法，我觉得有点太短期了。
所以你觉得他们应该拆这些房子吗?
我觉得他肯定不应该。
This guy is telling us that he definitely doesn't want these buildings to be knocked down. So we have at least one person there who's going to join the fight to save the Ming.
那怎么办？我怎么办？What should you do?
What can you do to save the thing? 怎么办?
在郊区开发一些新的工业城。
So he's saying what we got to do is preserve the old city and build all the new bits on the outskirts of town. Well, it should be said that it's not all doom and gloom for conservationists. The old Imperial Forbidden City is not being torn down. There's some very old temples are being preserved. And just coming up on our right here, what's this building, Ed?
Now we're coming up on the Tongjiao Nunnery. You can tell by the red walls and the green tiles. Let's go inside.
There's quite a lot of people in here. What's going on?
It's the 15th of the lunar month, and on the 15th of the lunar month, there is always a Buddhist celebration in this temple. This temple is making a tremendous comeback. During the Cultural Revolution, 1966 through 1976, the nuns were kicked out and told to return home. And the place, because of its proximity to the Soviet embassy, was turned into a public security station so that they could monitor the Russians. In 1984, the police moved out, the nuns moved back in.
It's like, it really is like a little island here, isn't it? You can hear the drilling and the digging outside. It's almost like people coming in here for refuge from the sea of modernity.
They do seek spiritual refuge in here. It's fantastic. It's the only one that I know of in Beijing.
Wow, now back out onto the street, the drilling, the digging is all going on. Maybe just a final word. What are you, as you look towards the future of Beijing, you don't sound very hopeful, I have to say.
Well, I am actually sort of hopeful because what's happening, even in the background as we stand here, is part of a historical process of destruction and rebuilding of the city. One order would obliterate the city that existed and then rebuild in its own image. I call this process the four M's, Mongol, Ming, Mao, and money, the historical process of what has happened to the city of Beijing over the last 800 years.
Well, that seems like quite a good note to end on. Ed Lanfranco, journalist and writer about Beijing, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure.
This is Rob Gifford, NPR News, in a rapidly changing downtown Beijing.